You may remember last week, Robin spoke to Professor John Durance, director of the Whitlam Institute at Western Sydney University. They discussed an annual Australia-wide competition where students from grade 5 to year 12 write about whatever matters to them. And it's a popular competition. 6,500 young people entered last year. So what can we make of these thousands of entries? Robin didn't have the time to read every single one, so to find out what themes emerged from the essays, he caught up with Professor Philippa Collin, social scientist at Western Sydney University.
Are any of them rather puzzled by the fact that you're asking them to write 600 words? You know, this is not TikTok stuff. Do they protest at having to write all this material?
So the entrants that I've spoken to, no, they don't. I think most of them feel actually really grateful to have a platform on which to explore an idea, to express their views. I think many of them feel quite astounded that anyone really cares and reads it. And certainly most of the finalists seem to be quite surprised and delighted that they've been selected. I think having looked at now nearly 50,000 entries in one way or another, I think there are still a lot of young people who maybe don't take the platform as seriously as they could. But from my point of view, that's a question of habit. We routinely tell young people that their ideas don't matter that much, that they're here to learn and not to do democracy. So, I mean, from my perspective, the competition is a really exciting platform that we should be building on.
And as a judge, do you look at it either as a trained psychologist or a sociologist or what? What kind of ologist are you?
I usually have a few lenses through which I try to assess them, and it's really very, very hard. You know, we're looking for things like how do they express their ideas, the originality of how well documented their ideas are. The wonderful thing about the competition is that they can write a sort of a traditional essay, or sometimes they're more like an opinion piece, but they can also use creative expression, so poetry. A lot of them use like a slam poetry style. So it's actually a very hard competition to judge. What kind of ologist am I? I don't know, maybe a youthologist. I try to just hear what it is that they're saying.
You started off in mental health.
Yes, that's right. So that was the first job that I had out of university, where my role was actually as the youth participation coordinator. So I was a very opinionated young person who felt very strongly that young people's views counted and that we didn't listen to or take them seriously enough. I famously got the job after an interview in which I said I didn't have a mobile phone and I hated the internet.
Did you really? And do you still?
I have a love-hate relationship with both of those things. Yeah, I think that they're important and have their place. But I guess the time, the reason why I probably got that job is because they were looking for someone who was going to really deeply engage with young people and not get carried away with the promises and the prospects of the technology itself. And I still really feel that way. I mean, I see the technology as sociocultural as much as a technical construct, and we can't separate ourselves out as humans and as members of communities and societies from the way that the technology works and the impacts that it has.
Well, one thing that the technology does, it atomizes. In other words, you've got things fractured. You've got bits of this and bits of that, bits of something else, and most of us don't necessarily like most of the tech because we drown in it. But there are some political elements that try to flood the zone. You know, it creates the chaos from which you can do various takeover things. But when you've got all of these, what, 20 years worth of material, and the last 2025, I think you had 6,250 entries. What do you make of all that material? What use is it?
Most of the time we don't take any notice of what young people have to say or think about politics or society because we deem them sort of pre-political, if you like. And so we might use surveys to look at their civic and democratic knowledge. And then we might use interviews or focus groups or something like that to find out what do they think about democracy today and what's the future hold and will our democracy be in peril because this is a generation that doesn't understand or care about it. But when I looked at those entries, and after 5 or 6 years, because we started the research actually in 2019, but having been a judge for about 5 years and having read so many of these entries and realised these young people are already expressing the kinds of norms and values and concerns and sort of visions for what their community, what Australian society should look like, what a good society looks like. Right here, we've got a corpus of material that will help us to understand something about this generation's approach, experiences, and maybe tell us something about what we could do better in terms of governing society. So with my colleague Sky Hugman at Western Sydney University, we digitised all of the entries that hadn't been digitised to date, and we had to come up with a methodology for how we would examine them. It was pretty hard, actually, especially if you've seen a 12-year-old's handwriting. It's not the easiest thing to discern. And a lot of the entries in the early days were handwritten. They're all digitised now, which would make it much easier. But basically, we used natural language processing to sort of mine the text, to look for associations, keywords, you know, what were the dominant themes. But also, when young people were writing about mental health or writing about family or writing about animals or the ocean or the environment, what were they actually talking about? And then what we did is we took a small batch analysis approach where we chose 100 entries from each year level in each year to look deeply at what those young people were saying, so used more analog social science methods. And then we interviewed finalists to get a bit more of an insight into why they wrote about what they wrote about, what they thought about the competition itself, and broader, I guess, questions of what they hope today's adults, policymakers, political leaders and decision makers will or could do differently in light of the sorts of things that they were writing about.
Are they worried?
So having analysed now these two cohorts, if you like, the 2009 to 2019 and then 2019 to 2024, there are a couple of really strong sentiments that come through. One is that young people are really concerned about the future, and that's the near future. That's not like, what will my life be like when I'm a 30-year-old or when I'm older? It's like, what will the life be like next year, in 2 years, in 5 years' time? So there's a lot of concern that comes through in most of the pieces of writing. There's also a really strong ethic of care. So young people in these essays talk about the relationships they have with other people, places and things, and the ways in which we are, in a sense, all bound to look after one another. And that was something that we were really surprised about. Of course, there are essays where young people are talking about individualism and greatness and leaders and calling out much more sort of individualistic or liberal style values and ethics. But for the bulk of the entries, we were really struck by how young people take this much more relational view, how we live together, how we care for one another, what we do together counts. And that's right from the very local through to kind of view around Australia and who we are as Australia's place in the world, and then thinking more about sort of global or international relations.
Why are there far more young women than young men?
Some of the things that we have identified in what young people write about could give us some clues. The young women in the competition tended to write about women's issues, issues of justice, equity, peace or peace building. They were much more likely to write about issues such as the environment and to think about those broader questions of sustainability. Young men tended to write more about things like, you know, mateship or friendship. They also wrote about family, but sport, work was also another one that came up. So I think there's a question about how we socialise young people right from a very early age. The interesting thing, though, is even though young women are more likely to be engaged in this competition, and it's worth saying that a lot of the entrants come from schools that have signed up to take part. And so it may be just that there's a bit of a skew in terms of more gender-specific girls-only schools taking part. But I think young women are probably more likely to grab an opportunity to use a platform when it's there, even though as they get older, there's good research to show that they start to believe and internalise ideas about them not playing a leadership role or not being the kind of person who puts up their hand to take on a leadership position or run for a seat in Parliament, for instance.
Finally, and very briefly, are you surprised by the huge numbers you're getting?
No, I think that all of the research really shows that, and it's important not to generalise about young people, obviously. They're a broad church, in inverted commas. And there are a lot of young people who are more interested in the latest fashions and what their friends are doing than they are in politics. But what we see across the board is that young people are concerned about issues. When they have an opportunity and believe that the people who are asking them questions have a genuine interest in what they have to say and will do something about it, then they are very much motivated to play a role, to have a say, to get involved. The onus is on those of us that they may see as the audience to think about, take seriously and ask ourselves the question, how do we engage with them more and what do we do with what it is that they have to say?
Professor Philippa Collin from Western Sydney University. Entries for this year's writing competition are now open. Just search online for Whitlam Institute What Matters.